Now 7:03 at News Radio KAMAN. Good morning. Here's Brandon Peoples.
And Stephen, we're pleased to be joined on the phone this morning by Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Brandon.
It is certainly a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like every time we talk, it's never really good news that we're talking about here. And November was one of the worst months nationally and certainly here locally in terms of new coronavirus cases. What's been the biggest challenge from the hospital perspective on meeting the demand here that just seems to keep coming?
I think it's two things, Brandon. You know, so of course, just the higher volume of patients. We've actually put up some temporary walls on our medical unit to create kind of segregated space for COVID patients. And we've been operating in one area with 9 beds, and about a week ago actually put up a second wall so that we have 16 beds that are now kind of, again, kind of held apart from the rest of the patients. That's a good way, just anything we can do to create a barrier and safety. So, I mean, I think that's one piece, is just the number of patients that we continue to see. This morning we've got 11 positives and a PUI in our hospital, including three of those are in the ICU. And then I think the second challenge, quite honestly, continues to be safety of our workforce. And we've had a number of our staff, through the spring and the summer, it was just kind of a handful here and there, really not very many people at all. And that has certainly picked up as well in November. We're starting to see a whole lot more staff that are now personally being affected by COVID, which just makes it harder to fill shifts, you know, get people scheduled, et cetera, while they're out for their, you know, most people have been, they've been out 10 to 14 days. So create some big gaps in the workforce.
Yeah, no doubt. We've seen that here ourselves at our company, just how difficult that can be. And, you know, I think when people come down with symptoms, it can be a little bit challenging because you're not sure if it's COVID or if it's flu. But probably one thing you want to do is make sure you're going the appropriate steps and calling your doctor or the health department and getting some advice before just, you know, hopping into the emergency room.
Yeah, so, you know, the health department still runs their kind of, I'd say, screening phone line, that triage line that we've had up. Actually, I think that's been up since early April now, or even back into March. So I would always encourage people to start with that and kind of get an idea of what's appropriate. Certainly if you are symptomatic, I think it's very appropriate that you would reach out to your primary care physician or whomever you seek care with and get an appointment and get in to see them. And then they'll decide kind of what's best for next steps for you. If you need to get tested, if not, you know, the county still is doing the voluntary testing, the free testing, at least once a week here through the month of December. So that's hugely important, very helpful, actually, for us to get a lot of people tested. And so we encourage people to take advantage of that opportunity as well. And, you know, what we have seen are some folks who are coming to the emergency room, actually many of them asymptomatic, wanting to be tested. And that's really not the purpose of an emergency room. You will not be a priority. We'll be very honest about that, because every other person who comes in with something wrong with them, because the ED functions on a constant triage of who's the sickest, who's the most ill. They're the ones who get seen next. And so if you're an asymptomatic person who just wants to get tested, you potentially will be with us for hours or even a day, because there potentially always somebody else coming in who's got something that's more significant than what you don't have since you're asymptomatic. So I really encourage people, you know, to look at using the county's testing each week, or to see their primary care physician to get their testing if they're concerned about COVID, and make sure that we're using appropriate use of an emergency room, because that is, you know, by definition for emergencies. And testing for COVID is actually not what we would consider an emergency, unless somebody's really symptomatic. And then at that point, we're worried about treating their illness, and the testing, while that's helpful, is not going to do anything for their treatment. And that's really what the focus would be at that point.
I see. Well, you know, I'm curious why your thoughts here that, you know, after seeing the influx of numbers we saw in November, now that we're into December and much of the K-State population has gone home for the semester, do you anticipate we'll see our numbers steady out or maybe flatten the curve just a little bit to slow down the spread?
you know, it's a little hard to project actually, Brandon, because there's some factors. So I would expect, like, for the next few days, actually, that our positivity rate would actually probably go down, and the test volume will most likely go down, because in the test volume count has been all the testing at Lafine. And so we would just expect that would be less, although I know they're still doing a lot of testing every day, because we still actually have a lot of students in the community. The second piece of that is everything is kind of goes in sequence. And so we know, just as virtue of having the high positivity numbers prior to the holidays, is that we'll see the hospitalizations from that group of folks, kind of the fallout from those positives, that will start probably towards the end of this week into the beginning of next week is when that kind of bump will start in the hospitalizations. So then the people who are getting tested and showing up positive, say, this week and next week, those hospitalizations will show up probably right the week before Christmas, because everything kind of goes, you know, it's a 10 to 14 day time lag. So you have high positive counts, then downstream you have more hospitalizations, and then literally it's another 10 or 12 days after that is when a certain percent of people do succumb to COVID related illnesses and are going to die. And so everything kind of staggers out. And so I think we're going to just kind of see that staggering through the month of December. We do anticipate we'll see more hospitalized patients this month than we did last month. And we saw more last month than we'd ever seen before in a single month, or even actually in November, we saw more patients than we had probably in 5 months, just in that 1 month. So we would anticipate to continue to see that increase.
So obviously the message continues then, got to follow these guidelines. I know people are probably sick of hearing it, but when you don't have to go out, don't go out, stay home and wear the masks and socially distance.
Yeah, there's certainly, those steps, and I guess I like the term mitigate. It is not preventative completely. What it does is just really, really slow the spread. And that's what then, because the goal is to reduce your overall number of positives. Because the hospitalizations and the deaths are typically, and this is just a math thing, they're going to be a percent of how many positives you have. So if you can reduce the number of positives, by virtue of that downstream, you tend to reduce the hospitalizations and the deaths. And so that's why the mitigation strategies, the anything you can do to kind of slow down the spread, that's actually how we get ahead of all of this.
Julie Gibbs in her release yesterday said something I thought really kind of stuck with me here, is that anytime you go out in the public, the spread is so rampant right now that you should assume you're going to come in contact with the virus anytime you're in public.
Well, we do have such sufficient community spread locally, and then, quite honestly, our entire region, the 10 or 12 counties that kind of make up our part of Kansas, the COVID activity is just extremely high. And so, it's not just Manhattan, it's not just Junction City or Wamego. It really is this entire region. I think Julie's correct. I think you have to assume that you're going to be interacting with potentially with people who are positive COVID. And that's why, again, if you're wearing a mask and they're wearing a mask, it substantially reduces the risk of any transfer. And so that's why, again, we really, really encourage and want people to do that, because it's a very inexpensive way to, address this. Granted, it's a little inconvenient. I personally and my people don't necessarily enjoy wearing masks, but it's just something that we need to do our part to help slow the spread.
All right. Anything else, Bob, do you want to make sure to get out there this morning?
Actually, I just want to do a quick shout out to our team. It's been stressful, anxiety provoking. It's a lot of apprehension even amongst our folks, because they don't want to get COVID either. And just really appreciate the fact that people are showing up. We're doing a great job taking care of patients. We're getting more and more COVID patients, and they're just figuring out how to do that. And so I really appreciate all of their efforts. Very proud of how well, everybody's kind of working through this. People are tired. People are frustrated. Nobody really wants necessarily to be doing all of this, but I'm really just very happy and very proud of how well our team has managed through this and continues to manage through this.
Well, we appreciate all of our healthcare workers as well, and Thank them from us, too, here at Manhattan Broadcasting. We appreciate it.
Certainly.
All right. Bob, thanks so much. We'll talk again next time.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
That is Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi, President and CEO, here with us on News Radio KMAN. It's now 7:13.